The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
So Amber, what great research study are we talking about today?
Not a great research study today.
Oh, are you going to go after somebody?
I'm going after somebody. Yes. The new report from Third Way, this is a think tank that few people had heard of until a study of theirs appeared in the Wall Street Journal this week. Analysts use NAEP data and schools' participation in the federal free and reduced price lunch program to draw three simple conclusions. Number one, most American students attend middle-class schools. Number two, middle-class schools spend less per student and have a greater student-teacher ratio than wealthy and lower-income schools. And three, middle-class students are underperforming on tests. All right, there they are. However, the use of middle class is not accurate. They define middle class as a school with between 26 and 75% of its students on free and reduced price lunch. That's a pretty broad range. So we can safely assume that these are economically diverse schools. We don't have individual student level data here on income or on achievement, so we don't know how many kids are truly middle class. There's also an assumption that the low achieving, that low spending in middle class schools, which is about 10,000 or more, and the high student teacher ratios at 17.5 to 1 are problems. As if increasing funding and class size are the answer. Finally, I don't like how the report was presented. The entire methodology is presented in footnotes, 95 footnotes in a short 15-page report. So it's really hard to figure out exactly what they went about analyzing and doing.
Okay, two questions. One, so it said 26 to 75%. Of the students at these schools were on free and reduced lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that middle class in America is a community that's 50% free and reduced lunch?
Well, that's the question. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
We actually do know this, right? We know what percentage of American children are free and reduced lunch, and it ain't 50%.
Well, it's close. It's like 40% or so.
Yeah,
That's substantially short of 50.
But the point is, we don't actually know the income level of the kids in these schools.
Right.
They could be... You know, it could be that 50% of the kids are super rich kids and 50% of the kids are super poor kids.
Right.
Well,
and none of them are middle class.
But in what sense do they say they're underperforming?
They're underperforming on NAEP.
But relative to what?
Relative to there's three categories, like low poverty and high poverty. Yeah, so it really makes absolutely no sense.
Who wrote this thing for Third Way?
Third Way, Tess Stovall and Deirdre Dolan.
Have you ever heard of these guys?
No.
Yeah. Maybe they're undergrads. I'll feel for them.
So, because, you know, the premise would be interesting. I mean, my ears perked up. I said, oh my gosh, somebody was able to somehow get data on the actual income level of individual kids and figure out, okay, maybe in these schools, you know, so many percentage of the kids had to be between these, you know, between 30 and 80,000 family income. And we're looking at, I mean, that would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what we have here, people.
Mm.
Feel bad. I feel personally responsible for this debacle.
Why?
Well, Stephanie Banchero at the Wall Street Journal was trying to get a hold of me last week, and I was not available, and I probably could have killed the whole thing.
Oh,
I mean, and told her these are not middle-class schools. These are diverse schools.
Yeah.
And the Third Way thing, look, I assume that their case that they're trying to make is let's not just focus on inner-city schools.
Right,
let's focus
on
suburban schools, too, which is fine. But come on, people. You need some help.
Yeah, they need some help.
Maybe it's a couple of undergrads that wrote it for a college paper. Somebody told Third Way about it, and they published it.
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, gosh, I got a lot of play.
Really?
And Wall Street Journal. And
Another buzz. I'll pick up.
You're kidding me.
Because the headline's great, middle-class schools. I mean, that's interesting.
Right. Like, finally suburban parents are going to think their schools don't deserve an A or a B, you know?
Yeah, but there you have it. All right, so what song goes along with this sucky?
Since we're talking about middle schools, sort of, kind of.
Middle class schools.
Right, middle class schools. We got Stuck in the Middle by Steeler's Wheel. It's a good song.
Yes.
I don't know why I came here tonight. I've got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.